don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you for another week. Nolan and I are all jacked up. We got to talk about the London series, those LSU Tigers winning the World Series. We got Mr. Ohtani, obviously, to talk about tonight. It seems like every week we're talking about him, but when you keep putting yourself in the limelight like he is, you got to talk about him. Whether you like it or not, you got to talk about him. So, obviously, the All-Star Game's coming up. We'll talk about the projections on the starters and what that's looking like and so much more, as we always have to do. So, thank you for listening wherever you are. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So wherever you are around the world, welcome back to the show this week. And hopefully you've had a dirty week. Hopefully you've gone out there, whether you're a player, a parent watching, a coach out there, whatever you're doing, hopefully you got dirty last week. You had a hell of a week doing it and a lot of fun doing it as well, because that's what it's all about. Don't forget, this is an awesome game that is a lot of fun. Even on those bad days, you still got to just take the moment to enjoy the fact that we all get to be a part of baseball, and that's awesome. That's priceless. Not everybody gets that opportunity, so just embrace it. There's no question. So before we do get going with the show, of course, we do have to give our shout out to the boys over at Rip Grip Pro. That's ripgrippro.com. Trust in the team over there. You got to check them out. If you haven't seen it, you haven't heard about it, training device for hitters, small little thing, slides over your first two fingers, creates a palm up, palm down sensation on the swing, gets you in the right place on the bat path. It's a small device, but wow, what an impact it'll make on your overall hitting ability. So check them out. Great people over there in that ripgrippro.com. And of course, as always, the rope trainer as well. You can get that on our website. Everybody that has bought it so far, thank you for investing in your arm health. Thank you for that, or your child's arm health, or your team's arm health. You can go to our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You can get it right there, hook it up, and we'll get it shipped out to you for sure. So, and hey, if you're a product out there and you want to get promoted, or you want to have an opportunity to share your story about your product or training aid, get in touch with us on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, and we'll be sure to get you on a show on YouTube or whatever it is. So having said that, make sure you go over to YouTube, our channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, and check us out, because right now we're doing mindset for everybody and anybody right now. Great video series we're doing. So we will be right back here, Dirtbags, and we were going to get after it all night.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to your bags. Noli, where do you want to get after it with?
Yeah, so I mean, let's start off with the College World Series. Obviously, you get LSU beating Florida in the College World Series finals this past week. The first game, obviously, was a lot closer. The second game, an absolute just blowout. The first game, obviously, LSU wins it on a walk-off. Hang me, slider guy, absolutely deposited it into the left field stands. And then, yeah, you're watching game two. I mean, 18-4, LSU just absolutely laid the boots to him. But, like, the amount of talent that was on that LSU team is actually ridiculous. Like, I get that Florida's probably got one of the best freshmen in the country on their roster. But you're looking at the LSU talent up and down that roster, man. Like, that was just a deep team. I was just talking about it with Kirk off air there a little bit. Dylan Cruz, the one outfielder for LSU, who's... He's definitely a top five pick in this year's draft. He's got the potential to be the number one overall pick. And I'd say basically it's between him and his teammate, Paul Skeens, for that number one overall pick. Because, well, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing the last name correct. But Skeens, he's got that just absolute bulldog mentality, man. I mean, the guy's chucking 102. Like, he threw 120 pitches and is still throwing 102 miles an hour on the gun. Like, that's just a flat-out cannon of an arm. But, yeah, this Dylan Cruz, he reached base safely every single game this year for LSU. Every single game that was played, he reached base safely. He ended his LSU career with a 75-game on-base streak. That is absolute insanity to think about. Like, this is Division I baseball. So he's going up against some of the most talented kids in the world, right? Young men in the world. And he's making it look easy. That's why the guy's going to be a lock for top five for sure, with the potential to go number one overall.
Yeah, I mean, holy cow. What do you do if you're sitting there as an organization, right? Like, it's amazing how it just keeps getting better every year, right? The talent. And you know, and I get it. I mean, it is that fine line because of so much travel ball at the young ages. And you know, for me, and I think you too, Nolan, I don't know, I don't want to speak for you, but I think overall, the amount of travel ball, I hate to use the words like this, but again, we always say what we say, kills a lot of young baseball players. It more or less like suffocates the majority of them, right? The prestige and the persona sounds great. But when you do it over and over and over again, if you really saw the numbers, I'm sure there's more that quit than more than carry on, or the more than get to that level.
Yeah,
of reaching high level university or getting drafted out of high school, whatever it is, right? But boy, I'll tell you what, that's a lineup. What a bunch of beasts down there. They walked through Wake Forest going in number one, right? Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Walked through them and then yeah, double launch. I mean, absolutely. Game one, exciting, great game. But you're not thinking 18-4 for the championship game of the College World Series.
No, that's one of the biggest blowout in the histories of the College World Series. Like, that is just an absolute trouncing, bend over, here you go, take it.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
wow.
If you're the Florida Gators, you got to just tip the hat, right? And just say, wow. It sucks that we came in second, but I got to admit, it was pretty impressive to watch and be able to tell that story for the rest of my life about the team that we played against.
So to jump off of what your first point was, like you were bringing up about travel ball and how it weighs on kids and everything like that, I wouldn't even necessarily say it's that. I'd say it's more so the fact, like, let's be honest, most of these kids that are playing elite level baseball, there's a good chance that they're two sport athletes of some sort. So whether they play basketball or whether they play football, I mean, up here in Canada, obviously it's predominantly hockey if you're also a baseball player. But you're looking at it, right? And you're like, okay, if I have a chance to go to college or the professional in a different sport, let's just say, for example, basketball. Yeah, I get basketball is tougher because there's only two rounds to the draft every year. And obviously the number of college players that come out on a yearly basis, there's what, maybe a handful of guys that actually get drafted, stick around on a yearly basis, let's just say, right? And are actually productive up at the NBA level. Because cracking a roster is tough enough as is. But still, you don't have to go to the minor leagues. Football, there's no minor leagues. Hockey, yeah, there's a minor league, but depending on kind of where you're drafted and everything like that, you can make the jump right up to the NHL. Right? It's tough, but some people do it. Baseball, there's no real cases where you can jump right up to the major leagues. Now, I get that, obviously, guys like Zach Neto and I'm drawing a blank on the reliever's name. The guy that was drafted out of Tennessee last year. Anyway.
But he's also on the shelf.
No,
he's
exactly. Shelf, Ben right? Joyce. Ben Joyce was his name.
Yep.
But yeah, you're looking at it and you're like these guys, they went to college and they were already basically major league talent, but still had to put in the work through the minor leagues to get there. Ben Joyce, obviously, different story. He was just a guy that was blessed with the ability to throw 100 plus miles an hour consistently. Where it's like, okay, you can basically punch and plug him in to a major league bullpen right away and just pray to God he stays healthy. Unfortunately, that's always been the knock on his career. Like, his career at Tennessee, he was always injured. His career right now with the Angels, unfortunately, yeah, he's on the shelf. So, I mean, there's give and take to it. But either way, my point being, I just think that there's a lot of things that weigh on a kid's mind. Just besides the fact that, yeah, it is daunting and the pressure of travel baseball gets to a kid. So that's why I'm saying, I don't know about that one necessarily, but I do understand your point though. Because travel baseball, man, like your travel baseball season starts right after your high school baseball season starts down in the States, right? So it's one of those things where it is just a long, grueling summer. And for you to want to do that over and over again, you got to be just super passionate and super determined to get to that next level. And that's why guys like this, man, like those guys that are playing at the Division I level, I tip my cap because that's not an easy schedule for you guys. Like, that's 60 games year in, year out. Like, that's a grind in 3 months, 4 months.
Yeah, I mean, and you're loading up Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, right? And you're right. It's a grind for them, man. It's a grind against great teams. Great teams. With just as good a talent on them, and you just got to battle and grind and beast through it and stuff like that. It's a different game than the pros. There's no question about it. And I certainly think you've seen that the last few years. As good as those college hitters are coming out, look at Spencer Torkelson, for example, or whatever. And that, not everybody, but this year he's finally starting to breathe in Detroit, finally starting to settle in and become a pro baseball player, not just a master in college.
Wow.
And it's just, it's a different energy, right? It's a different energy is what I'm saying. It's not there's similarities to the game, but the energy of the game, because it's just like college football, right? It's rah, 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 and let's get after it and let's pound this shit, man, and let's get her done. Whereas the pros, it's like, hey, big guy, tranquil a little bit. Just relax, man. We got 162 of these to go through.
So I got to come. I got to come to Spencer Torkelson's defense, though. Think about who he was replacing at first base.
No, I get
that. Like, you don't just walk in there and say, hey, here you go. Miguel Cabrera is still on the team. You're replacing Miguel Cabrera as the everyday first baseman. That in and of itself is enough pressure on a young buck. Like, I get it. He was supremely talented at college. I'm not taking that away from him. He was hands down surefire lock at number one, right? He was one of the best college hitting prospects we'd ever seen.
Yeah.
Up at the major league level, those guys, they know how to spin it differently. And it's a wood bat compared to an aluminum bat. But still, though, on top of that, you got to replace Miguel Cabrera. That's the same as when Big City had to replace Albert Pujols at first base for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
You're like, bro, are you serious? I was a D2 player at Slippery Rock University. I get it. I made it up to the majors because I can hit a ball. But now, all of a sudden, I got to replace arguably the greatest player in Cardinals history. At that point in time, I'm saying, like, through his 11 years,
sure, Albert
100%
sure.
was. And you're like, sure. Man, like, I got to replace a Hall of Famer. That's now on my mind. It's like, wow, that's additional pressure on top of, and I don't care what anybody says. Whenever anybody says, hey, that's not what I'm here to do. I'm not here to replace such and such. I'm this player. BS, man. When you got a Hall of Famer in front of you, that is on your mind 100% of the time. And it's not an easy task, but at the end of the day, they're major league players. I get it. They're professional athletes. They're getting paid a heck of a lot of money to do a job, but still. I mean, there's
Big City did a good job.
Yeah. Oh, no, exactly. That was a fantastic player for a couple years. But anyways, we'll be here right back after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nola, you all done with the Torkelson Big City, or you want to finish up with that before we move on?
No, let's move on. I mean, yeah, we touched base on, obviously, the comps and everything like that, and just kind of, I mean, it's that time of year, right? Like, you got the All-Star break and you got the MLB draft. So you like to throw out those.
Absolutely.
Okay, you got the number one overall pick. Which direction are they going to go? Obviously, Pittsburgh's got it. That's the thing. I don't know which way Pittsburgh goes. Like, you got Brian Reynolds locked up. Obviously, there's a need for position players. Henry Davis, we didn't even talk about him last week, but he got called up, another former number one overall pick. Obviously, he was 2021, but, I mean, makes an immediate impact in that lineup. It's a home run in, I think, his second game. It was against the Marlins. And you're looking at it, you're like, man, like, this kid's got some potential. Right now, they got him as a catcher and in the outfield.
Yeah,
it's
going
to be
that.
Interesting. That's why I'm saying, like, it's going to be interesting to see which way Pittsburgh goes. If I'm going, here's the thing. If I'm Pittsburgh, I don't really think it's that tough of a decision to me, just on the outside looking in. Now, that being said, I did not see enough of LSU's games, but I'm taking that Paul Skenes at number one just because he profiles like a Gerrit Cole. And I get they already had Gerrit Cole in their system. But I'm just saying, the comps are so just aligned with those two guys. Just guys that get up there, big burly guys that can just blow it past you, throw with aggression. That's my personal opinion on who's going to go number one. But either way, it's going to be two kids that are very deserving of that number one pick. And whoever gets second overall, I mean, they're going to be happy no matter what.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with you on the Pittsburgh one in this case, because I just think they've got really good depth on their positional players right now. And what I mean by that, I think they got good young ones. Yeah, they got McCutchen finishing out his career, whatever, and that, but they just anchored, Reynolds, like you said. Yes, unfortunately, O'Neill Cruz isn't back from his severely broken ankle or whatever and that, but he's going to come back. It's going to take him a while to be healthy, but a young gun. You know, Cabrian Hayes, once he settles back in and gets really full again, he's not going to be, who knows what he'll be, whether he's a borderline all-star or not, but he's going to be a very manageable, potential above it manageable third baseman for them. They got some just nice young players. Sawinski's looking good out there. I think you're right. Let's go ahead and start getting in the starting rotation that Bednar-type guy that's going to just close it, right? Just take that ball and... And like you said, just that big workhorse of a player. Let's go ahead and show them, okay, now we've got that guy here. You're not going to pitch a dime. You're going to maybe pitch 10 innings in minor league baseball this year after you take a month or a month and a half off. You're probably going to not do anything and just go to fall ball because you've been taxed with LSU, right? We already know what you can do.
Yeah.
Let's get you totally rested and totally let that arm recover 100%, and then we'll get you working, big boy.
Yeah.
Then we'll get you working when we get our good coaches down there and our good staff down there, and we can teach you the Pirates way.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh's falling off the map, too, in terms of the standings. Yeah, I get it. They're technically still in it because the NL Central is the worst division in baseball. But you got to look at the writing on the wall, right? Like, Pittsburgh, I can't see them passing Cincinnati. I can't see them passing Chicago. I can't see them passing Milwaukee. St. Louis, if St. Louis gets on a roll, I can't see Pittsburgh passing any of those teams, right? So that's why I'm saying, you draft him and basically, like you said, you sit him down for a month, month and a half, and just say, okay, rest, get your body healthy, come back at this in the fall time, and then we go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, let's move on to all world, all history, all whatever you want to call him, Mr. Ohtani. Two bombs last night as a starting pitcher with also 10 Ks.
First pitcher in over 60 years in the American League to do that.
Yeah, don't have to talk long about it or whatever in that Dirtbags, because the money just keeps going up. You know what I did think about, though, Nolan, was I'm sitting there going, if I'm the Angels, now hear me out on this, Dirtbag Nation, please, because it's going to sound crazy, especially if you're an Angels fan, you're going to go, this guy's out of his mind. Here's what I do. Unfortunately, they're in the second place in the wild card, so second behind Texas right now, because Astros are still just kind of, I don't know, finding themselves, I guess. If I'm Manasian, I'm going to him and I'm going to his agent. I'm going, guys, I don't want to disrupt what's going on here, but let's be honest. You're going to do the Aaron Judge. You have to do the Aaron Judge for baseball. You have to be a free agent, even if you're coming back here.
Yep.
And I know we're in second place, and my fan base is going to go absolutely crazy. But I need to know by July 1st, I need to know, is there any extension possibility at all? Is there anything? Because if there isn't, Mr. Ohtani, I need to at least announce to the league that I'm exploring. The word exploring is the key word. Trade opportunities. Now, every team knows that, oh, my God, his value just went up because they're actually competing. But I think you still have to throw him out there just to see if any team is that crazy to offer enough for him. Because I don't think the team presently isn't going to go anywhere in the playoffs. I don't think they're going to go anywhere in the playoffs if they got there. They need to go out and give up more of their farm system, more of their players, to get another bunch of pitchers that are going to help get them over the playoffs. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. No, and here's the thing.
So why wouldn't...
Right? So, yeah. I mean, obviously, they just went out this week. They went out and got Eduardo Escobar from the New York Mets, and then Mike Moustakas from the Colorado Rockies the night after. They absolutely shellacked him and put up the 25 runs or whatever the heck the final score ended up. But...
They need pitching.
That's always been a knock on them too, right? Like they've always needed pitching, and they can't develop pitching in house, which is crazy.
So that's my whole thing, and that's what I was thinking. I'm going, I have to do that because right now, you might come back to the Angels, but you might go to all 30 teams. So I at least have to explore that. I'm sorry, fan base. I have to explore this as good as we're doing right now. Because if not, and we're out in the first round or in the wild card, we get nothing. We get nothing. So I might as well take a chance to show he might re-sign with us after the season if, and that's a massive if, one team out there is crazy enough to give us young players like the Juan Soto thing for the Washington Nationals. You're seeing, what is it, Gore already pay fruits. C.J. Abrams pay fruits, pay dividends. Washington went into San Diego and took, what, 2 out of 3, I think, against them, right? 3 out of 4 or something?
Yep, won that series.
Like
Bogaerts
was not too
happy.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you have to throw him out there, and it has to start July 1st, so you have enough time before the trade deadline. If nobody offers you enough, who cares? You keep Shohei. Your plan hasn't changed. But I think you have to. I think you have to throw it out there. If you go to him and say, I need to know, any chance at all of an extension, are you going to free agency? I'm going to free agency. Then that's fine. You're not going to like this. I don't want to disrupt your season. I have to throw this out there because, and they explain that to them. We have to see if anybody is willing to reload us for a trade for you. And if not, it doesn't matter. You stay.
No,
but I don't think you can just sit on your hands and do nothing.
I agree. No, you definitely can't, because then that would just be horrible management. Like you said, July 1st, you have to have that answer. Like, there has to be dialogue between Shohei's representatives and obviously Perry Manasian and the rest of the Angels head front office guys. And there has to be some sort of negotiation. Hey, listen, okay. Obviously, right now, like you said, I mean, the Players Association, I don't even think they'd allow a deal to get done in season. Like, as strange as that is to say. I think no matter what, like you said, he's got to hit free agency. Just so then that way they can see his market, see what the value is and everything like that. Get him the fairest deal possible. But at the same time, yeah, as the Angels, you got to do your due diligence. You got to at least throw 100%. Him out there, because that team is not winning a World Series this year. Like you said, there's no shot. Not with the way that the current roster is constructed. So yeah, you have to throw that out there, and you would get a haul. I don't care that
Absolutely.
You've got half a year left. You're still getting a haul for him.
You could potentially reload your inventory, or if you don't, you have to go the other way and you have to give up what's left of your cupboard for one or two more pitchers. And I mean high-level pitchers. So you got to empty your farm system. And by God, you better win the World Series. And San Diego's proven when you empty your farm system, there's no guarantee in anything. So we've got under 2 minutes, Nolan. I do want to give a shout out on my end to Mr. JD Martinez, reaching 300 bombs in his career. That's a nice little career, man. That's a nice little career from a guy that's just been a professional day in, day out, every team that he's played on. That's cool, man.
Well, especially the way that it started, because I remember watching him as a young kid up with Detroit, and third base was the world to him. He couldn't field the ball. He couldn't do anything right over there. And you could just see that that was weighing on him. Now with the National League having the DH and everything like that, obviously he had great success, like you said, no matter where he was. Like Arizona, obviously, he had a fantastic half a season down there. Boston, when he was there, great career.
Yeah.
Dodgers, I mean, like you said, 300, you tip your cap, man. There's 10 active players that have 300 bombs. That's not an easy feat. 300 means you're stuck around for a very long time, and you've continued to produce at a very high level. And you're looking at it, and this is a fantastic bounce-back season for him. Because this is the JD
Martinez. Yeah, I mean, he's right in there. He's right in there with Harper for starter of the All-Star game at DH for the NL.
And he should win it.
Right now he's leading him.
He should win.
Yeah, right now he is leading. Yeah, for sure he is. And absolutely, like you said, I mean, to be able to get your 300, to be able to hey, everybody that's played this game knows that you want to be on the field playing. You don't want to be a DH. But to be able to gravitate to it, to be able to accept it and just settle in as a DH and be able to get there as well, that's not easy either, man. Sitting there inning after inning after inning, and then all of a sudden you get in there and you hit on those three strikeout nights, right? So quick shout out. Congratulations, Mr. Martinez. Dirtbags, we are going to be right back here with the curtain call.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, it's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. You know how stores have been raising their prices lately? Well, lean into your speaker a little closer because I've got a big secret to share. Total Wine is actually lowering our prices on hundreds of wines. I know, right? And even better, our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. But listen, don't thank me. At Total Wine, we love helping our customers save big. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call question. So, Noli, our favorite as always, rant or rave for you personally watching Adam Wainwright this season. As we all know, his farewell tour started off with the national anthem to open up the season in St. Louis. That last game was tough in the London series. Saturday's game was tough for me, but doesn't matter what I think. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, you know, it's really a shame. It really is a shame, man. I mean, obviously after the... Well, I shouldn't say obviously. I'm sure not a lot of people know this, but me as a Cardinals fan, obviously I know this. Adam Wainwright deactivated his Twitter account because of all the negative abuse that he's been getting. And, I mean, unfortunately, it's justified right now, right? Like, he's not having any sort of success this season. The fastball velocity's down. The curveball spin rate's not the same, and he's leaving the curveball out over the plate. I mean, I just don't know. Obviously, he's gone to the wall for Wilson Contreras. Like, that's been well-documented and everything like that. But right now, it's just like, man, you're just unfortunately an over-the-hill starting pitcher. Now, I'm sure everything that he does in the clubhouse behind the scenes for helping young pitchers and helping the rest of the staff is well above major league average. And that's what everybody's always said, right? Is he's a great teammate. He's everything like this. But at the same time, he also had the numbers to back it up. Unfortunately, this year, he just hasn't had any sort of success. This looks like Adam Wainwright of 2017, 2018, when it was just everything downhill. So, I mean, I'm hoping for a second half resurgence. The Cardinals obviously need it. But right now, the rant is very deserving by the fans because we have not seen enough production out of the future Cardinal Hall of Famer.
Yeah, it was disappointing for me to watch. Obviously, I'm over in France, Dirtbags, as you know, or whatever, and that. So for me to watch the London series was easy, and I was excited about watching Saturday's game for sure with him starting. And boy, he just looked beat. He looked worn out, and it's disappointing. It's definitely, I don't think it's going to be an Albert Pujols resurrection in the second half as we got to enjoy last year or whatever out of Wainwright. I genuinely hope that I am wrong because, again, Sunday's broadcast, A-Rod, right out there, you know. He just said right away, Wainwright went in there and he owned it. I was awful. And that's a professional, right? He didn't run and hide. He didn't try to ignore it. What are you going to do? The whole world saw it. And he owned it. And like you said, I mean, that's the little bit of leadership stuff for those young guys to pay attention to and say, hey, now he didn't just talk about, hey, you have to own it when you have a bad game. Don't get too high when you're having great runs. It's when you're losing that you still stand up and stand in front of the mic and you own it. And he did it. So that's proof in the pudding, right? And that's what he can still bring to this team and stuff like that. Like you said, all the respect out of him for Contreras and that. He's just a professional. So it is what it is. It is what it is. But tough question for sure. So let's drive on to the next one, Noli. Thoughts on, here's an interesting one. Wow, love this one. Thank you for sending it in to us. Thoughts on John Smoltz and A-Rod in the announcer's booth, the broadcaster's booth. Too much information? Too little information? What are your thoughts?
Like, is the question asking them together in the booth? Because they don't.
No. Just when they're as broadcasters.
No, see, I love it.
What's our thoughts on them?
I love it. No, yeah. See, that's the thing, though. Like, you gotta be able to explain it to the fans and make them actually understand. Like, if you get a broadcaster in an MLB game that is just talking to fans like they're more than casual fans, then it's less enjoyable for the casual fans, right? Because these guys are bringing a Hall of Fame insight into it, and they're speaking layman's terms as best as they can. So then that way, everybody can understand it. Like, yes, I get it. They're digging in too far, if you want to call it that much. They're speaking too much. But at the same time, they are dumbing it down to a level that everybody can understand what they're talking about. Whether it's a casual fan or whether it's a hardcore fan, right? Like, man, I love watching those guys broadcast games. Because every time I turn it in or turn it on and I'm hearing those guys, like, I'm learning stuff regularly from the content that they're providing you, man. And, like, I truthfully, A-Rod, everybody knows, was just probably the most despised baseball player of all time. Right up there with Ty Cobb for sure. But yeah, now you get to see him on a different side where he's talking about it from the broadcaster booth. And you're like, man, like, everybody respects him as a broadcaster. Like, obviously, he does the pregame on Saturday there with Jeter making his Fox debut, and Big Poppy there as well, right? They do all the Fox stuff, and Poppy obviously gives Jeter the jersey. But you're just like, man, like, A-Rod, the insight that he brings into it is a perfect balance. And I just love listening to him, and obviously, he does most of his games with Michael Kay, the Yankees broadcaster and everything like that when they're doing their games, and then the Sunday night he does it. Drawing a blank on who he does it with on the Sunday nighters. But either way, you're like, man, I love listening to him. Smoltz, I love listening to Smoltz, man. He just brings that insight that it really furthers you along in the game as a player.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with it in that. I really like it because, like you said, they can bring it into layman's terms for everybody out there, dirtbags. And that's what I really appreciate about it. Their honesty, That's an innate ability to do that as well. When you played at the level they have, I mean, yes, A-Rod's not getting into the Hall of Fame, the steroids, obviously, but we know Smoltz is in. And so basically two Hall of Famers. To be able to talk and communicate the way they do and be able to bring it and make it a clear picture, you could watch them on TV and listen to them on TV, or you could just listen to them on the radio and you could put a vision of what baseball is. I love it, man. I absolutely love both of them. I'm impressed with both of them. So, great question. Absolutely great question. Now you can do it really quick, Nolan, because that happened to be a question. You brought it up briefly. Big Poppy, and let's explain this to anybody that didn't see the London series or whatever. So, Derek Jeter gets on MLB Network, his very first show. Big Poppy, A-Rod and the head guy was there as well, introducing him. And welcome to the board. And Big Poppy goes, I got you a present. Jeter goes, oh, thank you very much. Opens the box. If you didn't see it, Dirtbag Nation. And it's a replica Boston Red Sox jersey with the number 2 and Jeter on it. Jeter put it right back in the box. Didn't hesitate. Shoved the box off the table or whatever and that. And he says, thank you. It's been a great career. I think I'm done now.
Yeah.
So what were your thoughts when you saw it, Nolan?
I love that. You got to love it, right?
Yeah, Poppy.
Poppy's the joker out of the whole crew. And then, obviously, A-Rod's the guy that kind of keeps everybody level-headed. So it's going to be interesting to see what the dynamic is with Jeter going forward. Like, yeah. I don't know, man. I think it's going to be an interesting take on the whole thing. Because, obviously, the level of respect that they all have for one another, you can see it day in, day out. Like, Jeter and Poppy, obviously, were enemies. Like, rivals, the whole nine yards, right? But now they're on the same side, Fox broadcast. They brought them all together, and you could tell, like, those guys, they're long enough removed from the game that there's no distaste for one another. They obviously have great respect for one another. Two of them, obviously, Hall of Famers. A-Rod, I do believe, should be a Hall of Famer, steroids or not. You guys have heard me preach until the cows are coming home, right? Like, all those steroid guys are Hall of Famers. That was a part of the era. But anyways, back on topic.
Okay.
I loved it. Loved it. Thought it was funny. Good sense of humor. Good for those guys. Good for Jeter for doing exactly what he should do. Throw that jersey away. Don't ever put it in my face again.
No kidding. That was awesome. I loved it, man. Priceless, priceless, priceless. So 4.5 minutes, Nolan. Let's get after it. Division leaders. D-backs. Rays. Series right now. Last night goes to Zach Gallen and the D-backs. Rays come back and win the next two. D-backs roll.
I think D-backs take 2 or 3. Yeah, D-backs okay. Are looking good right now. Zach Gallen, obviously, you're looking at his home stats, man. His home stats are ridiculous. Like 8-0 with, what, a 1 ERA or something like that? in nine starts.
Yeah, he did give up a four spot last night in the one inning, but that was it. Other than that, it was clean.
But still, though, that's my point. Like, okay, so it jumps his ERA up to like a 1-2 or something like that at home. 1-3. His stats are ridiculous at home. I think Arizona ends up taking 2-3, though.
Okay. All right. Luis Arias. We're at the 80 game point, dude. Midseason. Sitting 399 after his first game in Fenway. How long does he navigate? Does he get through July? When's it stop? What's your prediction?
Here's the better question for you. All right. If he hits 400, is he MVP over Acuna? That's the better question. I don't think it stops. Like, he's had such a large window to say that this is not a fluke. His career average is 328. He's not a power guy. He's an on-base guy. He's a great contact hitter. I don't think it's out of the realm that he could possibly hit 400. He's still the only player that hasn't struck out multiple times in a game yet this year that's qualified, obviously. Like, that's what I'm saying. I think the better question is he MVP if he hits 400? Because that's something that no one has done since Ted Williams all the way back in 41. To me, if he hits 400, I think he's MVP, especially if Miami makes the playoffs.
Yeah, and they're looking good right now, right?
Exactly.
So, 2.5 minutes. Let's have some fun with this. Just the answer. No talk, just an answer. All-star balloting, phase two. American League, first base. Yandy Diaz, 54%. Vladimir Guerrero, 46%.
Yandy.
Who gets it?
Yandy.
Yandy. Second base, Marcus Semien.
Semien.
Whit Merrifield.
Semien.
Josh Jung, Matt Chapman.
Josh Jung.
Could be the first rookie for Texas.
Yeah, I think Josh Jung.
Corey Seager, Bo Bichette.
Bo.
Shortstop. Bo. Outfield. I'll give you six. They got three starters, obviously. Mike Trout, Randy Arozarena, Aaron Judge, Yordan Alvarez, Adolis Garcia, Kevin Kiermaier for the starters.
Judge and Alvarez are going to be injured. So
they are, yeah.
Yeah, I forget who ended up replacing them on the list there. Because there was two other guys that should have replaced them on the list. But either way, I'm still thinking Trout, Arozarena, and was Adolis Garcia on there?
He is. Said him, yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, and Adolis Garcia.
So Trout, Arozarena, Garcia. Okay. Yeah. Who gets it for catcher? Jonah Heim or Adley Rutschman?
Adley.
Wow. I don't care what you're saying. You got to give a big shout out for Texas Rangers. Oh, my God. They got guys all over the field. The Jays are doing well as well. So,
reminds me of the Royals from 2015. Go on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, NL. Freddie Freeman, Matt Olson.
Matt.
Luis Arias, Ozzie Albies.
Luis.
Nolan Arenado, Austin Riley.
Arenado, not close.
Orlando Arcia, Francisco Lindor.
Arcia.
Mookie Betts, Corbin Carroll, Harris II, Gurriel Jr. because Acuna's already in.
Gurriel Jr. and Corbin Carroll. And Corbin.
Sorry, buddy, that's all we got time for. We'll be right back with our final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
All right, Dirtbag Nation. Noli, give me your final thought.
Yeah, I want to talk about this absolute disgraceful performance by Alek Manoah. So John Schneider and the rest of the Toronto Blue Jays just keep on telling us, yeah, this guy's good. He's making great progress, great strides towards becoming that number two or number three Cy Young guy that he was there last year. Newsflash, he still sucks against 18, 19-year-old kids playing rookie ball. He let up 11 runs in two innings. Two plus innings, 11 earned runs, man. That is just atrocious. I don't even know what the answer is. I don't care how many strides you make. If you're letting up 11 runs against 18 and 19-year-old kids who have never actually played professional baseball, I'm sorry, but something needs to be done. I don't know if the Jays can even trade him right now and get back anything resembling a good haul. But he just needs to get out of Toronto and just completely clear his head. Like, I don't know if that's the Jays just completely shutting him down or what the heck the deal is. But this is certainly not the Alek Manoah that any sort of Jay fan was expecting to get, or any MLB fan for that matter. Like, that is just absolutely atrocious. And don't even try and make the Roy Halladay claim, because he is nothing comparable to Roy Halladay.
Dirtbag Nation, it's a tough, brutal, humbling game. It's that simple. You don't know when, you don't know where. We can go back in my generation, not a pitcher, but it was a player, Chuck Knobloch, all-star, you know, borderline Hall of Fame early on with Minnesota, goes to the Yankees. All of a sudden, he gets the yips, the old yips, they call them, right, where he can't throw from second base to first base. You just never know, man. So take every day and embrace this game. Take every day, embrace your teammates, your son, your daughter, your parents, your coaches, whatever it is. And that's what being a dirtbag is. That's, we have to support each other. We got to stay with each other. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Please go to our YouTube, check out the latest video series we got going at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Subscribe to us. You want to be on a show or want to talk about questions about anything, reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We will hook you up and answer it. So, unfortunately, though, Dirtbags, wherever you are in the world, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.